In any form of democracy, voting in elections is paramount. That's the message Los Angeles' city clerk June Lagmay had today at a media event promoting next month's runoff election for two municipal seats in District Number 5.
The right to vote is precious. We see that more and more as we watch CNN and those countries that don't have the ability to vote.
While she admits positions on boards of education and trustees lacks the notoriety of a mayor or council member, their role is no less important.
The school board and the community college district are those municipal entities that set policy for our kids and for our young people as they pursue their careers, and it isn't any less valid than voting for mayor, city council, city attorney, whatever.
As has been the case since 2007, there will be three different voting options depending on voter preference. They are the scan-based Inca vote, which prevents invalid or blank ballots, the audio ballot booth, geared towards the visually impaired and those who are not primary English speakers, and the vote-by-mail option, which will require voters to turn their ballots back in by May 10th. Lagmay says the vote-by-mail option is becoming more and more popular despite recent technology.
What we are noticing, though, is more of a trend for vote-by-mail, and even more impressively, the folks that wish to be permanent vote-by-mail voters. So they sign up once, and automatically they get a vote every time.
Currently, the city's election division has 6,200 people signed up to volunteer at precincts for the May 17th election. If you are interested in volunteering, go to cityclerk.lacity.org. Dave Dolberg, Annenberg Radio News.